Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of great dreams become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, celebrating 18 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the Profit Pro. ProfitPro.us is his website. I encourage you to go there and check him out and find the books. Find the books that he's written on profitability, folks, and find the one that fits you and buy it, because it is... he will help you. I promise you. He'll help you squeeze a nickel's worth of profit out of 3 cents. If it can be done, he can help you do it. Steve, thanks again for being here. Steve's also an outstanding and very faithful and loyal SCORE volunteer. And so, Steve, I want to thank you for that work. And, folks, that's all volunteer, right, Steve?
Yes, Jim. Yep, thank you very much. Yeah, 10,000-plus. Volunteers across the U.S. helping to create vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education.
And all volunteer, folks. So, yeah. SCORE.org. Ken Yancey would be proud of us for mentioning that. So,
the chair.
We're talking some more about budgeting. What are some other budgeting mistakes people make?
Well, Jim, while we were off the air, we were talking about the fact that corporate America has gone to, well, we won't say the word on
straight
radio,
to hell. Corporate America's gone straight to hell. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, they just, I don't know how they don't implode. I don't know how they don't collapse under their own weight.
Yeah, we've got to be careful in small, medium-sized businesses who we take our lessons from, because I see, and friends of mine are saying it as well, that... these companies are cutting their costs by cutting their people, and the people they replace them with are afraid to do anything right.
Right. Penny wise and pound foolish. That's old. That's an old saw, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. A friend of mine who's a really good consultant in the cost reduction field saw every single point of contact that he had within the company fired by somebody else who figured cut the heads is the way to save money.
Right.
And they booted him out because the new person didn't understand what he was doing. And it's literally cost them millions of dollars.
Well, they lost their brain trust, probably.
Yeah, they did. They lost their brain
the
trust. They lost the consultant's activities.
Right.
Who was literally saving them millions of dollars.
Well, see,
year.
That's an excellent point there, Steve, because in the last 35 years, corporate America, especially the last 25 years, corporate America has counted on vertically integrated partners to do a lot of the work that employees used to do, and it's been working really well. But when you get rid of the corporate contact to all of those vertical vendors, when you fire somebody, you probably fire 10 people instead of one person.
Yeah, that's right. And you lose all of the knowledge and good activity that was going on during that period of time. And as we know, knowledge is one of the most important assets an organization can have. That doesn't show up in your budget.
Right. And I tell you, this is a lesson I think big companies could take from small businesses. We feel differently about human beings than corporate America does.
Yeah, and that's... absolutely, and taking care of our people is a non-financial element of running a business. But it's absolutely essential that you do it properly and do it well. Don't learn from the big boys and be callous about the relationships you have, because it's going to cost you in the end.
Right, right. Another thing, though. Speaking of which, though, I wonder about a budgeting mistake would be thinking that you've got to hire the job done instead of contracting the job done. I mean, I wonder if maybe a budgeting mistake, Steve, would be not realizing that a contractor might be better for this non-core competency task than getting an employee to do it. What do you think?
Well, that's great advice, Jim. That's the real question. Do you have to have the skill in-house? Is it best suited for you? Does it make a difference in terms of the level of control or influence that you have?
Right.
Or can you actually get a better product, a better employee, so to say, by hiring a contractor?
Well said, Steve. ProfitPro.us. Hey, Steve, good job today. Thanks for 18 great years. Let's do 18 more. What do you think?
That's my pleasure, Jim.
See you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. Be sure to check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.